At 6:06, it is fair and 67 degrees in Tulsa, warming to 87 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Another round of severe weather will be possible across Green Country later today. Strong to severe thunderstorms are expected to develop across northwest Oklahoma and then sweep this direction late in the afternoon or early in the evening. Now, you can check the weather anytime on your computer or smartphone at publicradiotulsa.org. Large hail last night smashed out car windows and skylights in the Oklahoma City metro area. In fact, Oklahoma City right now under a severe thunderstorm warning until 6:30 this morning. Under heavy criticism, Broken Arrow Mayor Mike Lester is stepping down. He was under fire from residents over the way he handled the Kalegi Casino construction. Broken Arrow City spokeswoman Stephanie Higgins says the vice mayor has taken over.
Our vice mayor, Craig Thurman, immediately moves up to the position of mayor. And then at our next city council meeting, the city councilors will have another election on to who will move into the position as vice mayor.
While Lester is stepping down from the mayor's office, he will remain on the Broken Arrow City Council representing the 3rd Ward. Starting next month, Tulsa's Turner Recreation Center will be demolished. Mayor Bartlett says it's one of 7 centers in Tulsa to be brought down.
They will be removed, but they're going to be replaced with something immediately, whether it's some kind of a structure, it could be a water feature.
The mayor says the centers are in disrepair and it would cost more to fix the buildings than they are worth. Prosecutors are expected to ask a judge this morning to delay a scheduled preliminary hearing for 2 men charged in a Tulsa shooting spree because they have yet to receive reports back from the state medical examiner's office on the 3 victims. Assistant District Attorney Doug Drummond filed the request to delay the hearing for Jacob England and Alvin Watts earlier this month. Now, attorneys for the accused man have also agreed to the delay request. Well, it was standing room only as Tim Albin was sworn in as Tulsa County's new undersheriff. With the office since 1989, Albin moves up from chief deputy to take the second-in-command position. He replaces Brian Edwards, who retired to take a job with the Grand River Dam Authority.
It was kind of an unexpected deal. I'd kind of fully intended on retiring as a chief in my career, so you know, you never know what opportunities are going to come your way.
Albin has held a variety of management positions with the sheriff's office over the years, including at one time being in charge of the Tulsa jail. The Tulsa Zoo hosts a joint birthday party for 2 of its most loved animals, and Catherine Roberts was at that celebration.
The zoo's California sea lions have the same birthday. Briny and Dorsey turned 26 and 19 yesterday. How long do these animals normally live?
Generally in their late 20s to early 30s, but we're not telling Briny that.
That's the zoo's curator of behavioral husbandry, Marcy Tarvid. She says both animals are healthy and happy in their new exhibit, the Helmerick Sea Lion Cove, which opened earlier this year. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Oklahoma's wheat harvest is shifting from the south to the north. Even in the still parched panhandle, the wheat is coming in early.
We're in a lot better shape than what we was last year, and the wheat overall looks considerably better than what it did last year. There's a lot of variation, though.
Guymon farmer Leon Richard says his crop is ready for harvest about 2 weeks early. Our weather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds, a 30% chance of thunderstorms today, 87 for a high. Thunderstorm chances jump to 80% tonight, some severe. 65 will be our overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair at 610 and 67 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.